Well, it is the start of a new month. Happy July, everybody. We are here to tell you all about the best new Switch 2 games coming in July. And there's quite a lot, actually, which we surprised both of us.
Yeah, it should be another good month. We're just on the heels of the new Star Fox game, which is great, and we have been enjoying. And I think for July, a lot of people had two games circled, which are Rhythm Heaven and Splatoon Raiders. Maybe didn't know everything that was coming in between, but we went through it all. It's like, oh, there's actually a really good number of games. Maybe some of them are a little bit under the radar, but we think are deserving of people's attention. So we're going to go through it all today.
We are. We have a big, nice list. But let us jump in with the game that everybody is anticipating, myself included. And I have a prop today to show it.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
Look how excited we are for Rhythm Heaven! yes, I'm very excited about Rhythm Heaven. I've been caring gently for this flipper seal for a very long time now. Years! Tens of years. Oh. And now that a new game is finally here, we can cuddle with it again.
Yeah, so exciting. Rhythm Heaven Groove is coming out on July 2nd. Oh my gosh, that is soon. That is this week. This is a Switch 1 game, not a Switch 2 game. That's one thing to keep in mind. And there is a demo that is out already. I opted to wait on the demo. You played the demo. It's a pretty fun demo, right?
I played the demo immediately when I saw that it was available because I just couldn't wait. I had to check it out. The demo was very fun. It was very, very much a Rhythm Heaven game. That's a compliment, of course. And this is a very reasonably priced game as well. It's only $40. And there is a physical edition available. And I think that this is going to be a great entry to the Rhythm Heaven series, which we've been waiting for so long.
Yeah, some people might be saying like, well, yeah, no duh, there's a physical version. It's a Nintendo game. But remember, on the 3DS, Rhythm Heaven was digital only.
This is
a good place for this series to be headed, where we're back to it being available both ways. And unlike on the Switch 2, the price is the same no matter which way you are going. So that's $40. We'll be playing this real soon. Next, on July 9th, we have Granblue Fantasy Relink Endless Ragnarok, which is actually a game that we have already played. We played it on the PS5, and this game's a lot of fun.
Yes, we have the number one Granblue Fantasy Relink fan as part of the Kit and Krista community. So we got introduced to it through him. And this is probably one of the best like online multiplayer games that we've played. They have so many fun ways for you to play together. There's cross-play online. On the Switch 2, there is the exclusive local co-op.
But this I'm very curious about that. That's really
too.
Cool.
Me too. But this is a game that's best enjoyed with like a group of friends. Everybody kind of has different, you know, you can choose different classes, different jobs. The missions are super fun. We legit got carried though by our Granblue Fantasy expert. But we had a ton of fun, and it's like a no-brainer that this game should come to a Switch because it's perfect for that.
Yeah, it's an action RPG. There are so many characters that you can unlock and choose from and play as, and they're all pretty different. And that's a lot of fun of putting together your party with whoever you end up playing with. So this version on the Switch 2 is $60. It does have that Endless Ragnarok part on the end of it. So it does come with some additional content versus what was in the base version on other platforms. And there is a special edition that's also available for $80. You'll probably want to go into the eShop and read exactly what you get, because the $60 version might be just fine for you, but that nicer version is available if you want to go all the way. Next, on July 10th, just a day later, Digimon Story Time Stranger. And this kind of new era of Digimon games, I'll be honest, I haven't played these, but the people who have, like, they really love these new Digimon games. They have a good reputation, really good word of mouth, like really solid reviews. So it's cool to see Digimon kind of have this new evolution, this new life, so many years after it first burst on the scene.
It's so funny too, because when there was like drama and discourse, capital D, around Pokemon, everyone's like, well, forget Pokemon. You guys should be playing Digimon instead, because it kind of like solves a lot of the gripes that people had about some of the recent Pokemon games where the quality was a little iffy. And so I think perhaps, that, you know, this game kind of like filled that niche a little bit of people that were, you know, really into this genre, but kind of looking for something different than the Pokemon game. So if you are one of those people, perhaps this could be a game that you check out if you're looking for either something to tide you over before we get to like Wind and Waves, or you're just looking for like a different kind of experience in this genre. Like, it seems like this is a very solid game to play.
So this did come out last year on other platforms. This new version is on Switch 1 and Switch 2, so that's nice. There's a demo available as well if you want to check it out. There's a lot of different versions that you can get of this game. There's the base version that is $60. There's a deluxe version that is $90. And there's even an ultimate version that is $110 of Digimon. Oh my gosh. As usual, go into the eShop, read the fine print. Make sure you actually need that stuff if you're getting one of the higher end versions. But that's a lot of Digimon for you right there.
That really is. $120 of Digimon is more Digimon than you could possibly want, maybe.
I know. Okay, moving ahead to July 14th, a game that I played at Summer Game Fest and I was quite taken with. It's called Dtopia. This is another game that's coming to the Switch and Switch 2. Gosh, a lot of games this month are coming to multiple platforms. This is a game from Annapurna. This is kind of, I'd say like an adventure game meets a puzzle game. So you play as this guy, he's in this kind of futuristic utopian city, but all is not necessarily as it seems. And you kind of quickly uncover what is not so utopian about this place that you have been living and seems so idyllic and perfect over the years. So it's got a lot of cool like story and characters, and then the puzzles are very unique. It's a lot of kind of like move the boxes sorts of things. I imagine they really ramp those up, like for the little like half hour that I played, they were definitely very engaging, a good degree of challenge, and I was liking those. And this game is $20, whether you're getting it on the Switch or the Switch 2. So keep an eye out on Dtopia. I imagine not a ton of people maybe have heard of that one, but I think it's pretty cool.
I like the art style a lot. It's very cute, but I think, like you were saying, there's like something happening under the surface, exactly. And there's moments in the game where you see the veil lifted a little bit, and you're like, "Oh, that's actually kind of gross, and exactly. Like not what you expected at all." So, very interesting idea. I can't wait to see more of this game.
Yes. On July 15th, real quick, Densha Attack is actually a game that we talked about last month as a game that was coming out in June. It got kind of this last second delay, so now it's set for July 15th. I believe last time we didn't have a price, now it's been priced at $20. And this is another one where it's kind of like a combination of like racing, tricks, but you are a train and it's got this crazy art style and visuals. So again, we talked about it last month, so we won't go super in-depth, but it does look very unique.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so excited for you to talk about the next game because you had a pop-off moment when this game was revealed in a Nintendo Direct. So
July
16th,
we are getting Culdecept Begins, also on the Switch and the Switch 2. And Culdecept, I came to love when the series came out on the Xbox 360. I actually worked on that version when I worked at Namco. And what Culdecept is, it's like a collectible card game meets a board game. And it really is just like bringing together the best of these two worlds in a way that's really fun and really unique. I'll be honest, it has been a while since we have had a lot of new Culdecept games. I believe there was one on the 3DS, but I'm really excited to pick this one up and see if it grabs me the same way that one did, because that one was such a breath of fresh air and such a cool idea and just something that I hadn't really seen before. This version does have a bit of a different art style, kind of something that's a little bit more cartoony than what I had seen from that version many, many, many years ago. And it also has online multiplayer. This is like such a good multiplayer game because it does get very deep into strategy and building out your deck. It is a better experience playing it versus a person versus just the computer. So this is $40 on the Switch, $50 on the Switch 2, and that is counting the launch discounts that are available. if you get the game all the way up to launch. If not, those prices are going to go up by $5, it looks like, once it is out.
Is there a story part of this game, or is it just like one-off sort of battles in this board game, card game style?
I don't know exactly about this version based on what I've seen, but I imagine there will be some sort of a story to it.
Yeah, I'm just curious because it's called Set Begin. So I wonder if this is like a restarting of the series, and maybe it's a way to introduce new players too. Because I've never heard or have played this game before, so I'm curious how someone that's like new to the series would be able to kind of get caught up with this, since it's been pretty long running. And,
right.
But it looks, the concept seems really interesting.
Right. July 23rd, shortly after that, we have, of course, Splatoon Raiders, which is probably the biggest release of the month from Nintendo. And this is, of course, a single player focused Splatoon game. So very different from the other Splatoon games we've had, where the focus is mostly on the multiplayer. They had single player before, they've had single player DLC. There is a title direct for Splatoon Raiders this week. That's happening after we are recording this, so we're very curious to see what new information there might be. If you're disappointed about it having a single-player focus, there is co-op and online co-op that Nintendo has talked about, so that's cool. I think we're both pretty excited for this. It's an interesting spin on what Splatoon is and can be. And this one is not a full-price game, believe it or not. This is $50 if you get it digital, $60 if you get it physical. And I think we're curious of, like, why isn't it a full price game? Maybe the title direct will have told us by the time this video is out, but that's something that's in the back of my mind of, like, gosh, Splatoon's a big series. People like that. Maybe you could have priced this at $70. I'm not complaining, though.
I'd rather have it cost less than cost more.
I know.
But it's hard to tell what the scope of this game is based on this non-full priced pricing, I guess. But yes, I'm really excited about this game. I'm curious to know, like, again, this might be a conversation that is completely irrelevant after the title direct, but it's like, what else do they have to tell me about this game? I feel like I know pretty much everything I need to know about this game, and I'm already pretty excited and I'm sold on getting this and playing this. So what else could there be to tell me? I guess we'll find out.
There's also a bunch of amiibo for this game if you want to pick those up. I think we thought that they looked pretty similar to some of the amiibo that had already been out, so I'm not sure we're necessarily getting those, but they're coming.
We got our big man and we're good.
Yeah. Also coming July 23rd, this was kind of a recent announcement that came out of nowhere, so maybe people missed this. A Switch 2 version of Final Fantasy X and X-2 Remaster. And this is going to be $50. And sadly, there is seemingly no upgrade path for people who already own this game on the Nintendo Switch. And I am one of those owners who has this on the Nintendo Switch, so I'm a little bit bummed out about that. But at the same time, they haven't really gone into a lot of detail about what is new and different about this on the Switch 2. I would imagine it's just some better performance. I'm not necessarily sure at this point, is that worth a $50 upgrade if you already have it one way or another? I would say probably not, but also probably cool if you're coming to it for the first time. One other thing to note is, like, there fans have had some pushback on these remastered versions of these games. I think a lot of it focuses around, like, the faces of the characters being a little bit different, in some cases being perceived as a bit of a downgrade. You do have the convenience of playing it on a modern platform too, but just keep that in mind when you are looking at this game and thinking about it.
Yeah, I missed this game the first time around, so I don't have, like, the original to base it off of, so I don't know what the faces are supposed to look like.
You've never played Final Fantasy X?
I have not played Final Fantasy
X. Neither have I. And this at this point in my life, to go on a small tangent, this is the number one game of, like, games I missed when I was younger where it's like, I really should play that. So maybe you and I should remedy that at some point.
Yes. We have been playing a lot of Final Fantasy lately, but this is definitely one where I'm like, I should play this at some point, for sure.
Yes.
All right.
Our last game here is coming on July 30th, and of course, that is the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Switch 2 Edition, which you can already get digitally if you want to get that upgrade pack, but this is the physical version that is coming. It's going to be $70. The digital upgrade is only $10. So this is really for people who don't have the game at all or just want to get that physical version to put on their shelf. Gets you up to 60 frames per second, 4K graphics when it is docked. There are some other new pieces of content that have been added to this version. There is an interesting detail about this, where for Xenoblade Chronicles 2, there was also a standalone expansion called Torna, the Golden Country. And a lot of people were wondering, like, well, is that how is that covered? But if you get either the digital upgrade or this physical version, you will automatically get the same upgrades for Torna, the Lost Country. So this was a case of like, you kind of got to read the fine print that they included here. I wouldn't say that they have done the best job of communicating that, but that is there and that is what you are getting. So that's a very nice bonus if you happen to have that expansion already.
Yeah, I want to be excited about this, but I'm also a little wary because the last Xenoblade upgrade was a little problematic and they haven't really fixed that yet. So I am curious and I am wondering if this version is going to be up to par.
Well, it seems like the people who have this digitally, again, it's already out digitally if you want to grab it, seems to be better. Not necessarily like as perfect as it could be, but definitely a step up from what it was on the original Switch where it was a little bit rough at
time. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. These Xenoblade Chronicles upgrades, though, we got to keep a close eye on these. They could be room for improvement.
So that's a big July. A lot of games. I guess to wrap this up, what are we going to be picking up?
Well, obviously, because I have the big seal, I'm getting Rhythm Heaven Groove. Definitely getting Splatoon Raiders. And I think that the last game that is on the high on the list of interest is this Cold Set Begins for me. Since that's, you had such a big reaction to it.
Yes.
And I've never even heard of this game. I would love to check it out. So I think those are the three that's top of my list right now. What about you?
I'm going to be getting Rhythm Heaven. I think Granblue, I already have it on PS5. I'm not sure I need to get this version. Digimon, maybe I'll get it when it's on sale. I might already actually have Dtopia. They may have already sent that to me. So interesting little wrinkle there. Densha Attack, I'm so curious about. I think I might want to see some reviews of that first. But it's definitely got my attention. Cul-de-Sept, absolutely yes. Splatoon Raiders, I've already got that pre-ordered and ready to go. Final Fantasy X, I'm not double dipping on that. Square Enix needs to get a slap on the wrist for not letting people upgrade these versions easily or more cost effectively. Come on. And then Xenoblade Chronicles 2, I don't have a plan to play that right now. And these games so long, it's like if I ever do plan to come back to that, I would do this and do this upgrade. I would probably get the digital version, but not right now.
That is fair. A lot of games in July to be excited about. Let us know which ones you'll be picking up, which ones you'll be skipping, which one on this list are you most excited for. Did we miss something? Tell us in the comments. All right. We are going to wrap this video up and we'll see you later. Bye. Bye.